Movie film. Is it a movie? Love that movie. Haven't heard of that film. My favorite movie. I'm a bit of a cinephile.
Hey, MFers, welcome back for another episode of Movie Film.
It's a podcast where we pick a flick and decide if it's movie or a film.
Yeah.
I'm Nate, and a fiend has been seen hereabouts hobbling on one leg.
I'm Terrell, and men sometimes have strange motives for the things they do.
And I'm Anthony, and woe be unto him who opens one of the seven gateways to hell. Because through that gateway, evil will invade the world.
What's that?
You don't know?
No.
The Beyond.
Oh, I've seen that movie. That's Lucci. Is that Dario Argento?
No, that's Fulci.
Fulci. Yeah. It's one of the Italian.
Yeah.
Trashy.
Yeah.
Fun.
I don't know yours. What is it?
Do you know mine?
No.
The blood on Satan's claws.
No.
Wow. You did it.
He actually did it. What was yours?
He actually did.
Well, we watched this one the same night. It's Witchfinder General.
Witchfinder. I should have done Lair of the White Worm.
Well, it's Grindhouse.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
We're doing
back-to-back.
Oh, yeah.
Episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Features. Movies?
Films, movies. One's going to be a movie, one will be a film. Do two movies make a film?
The unprecedented movie-film split.
Questions, answers.
Let's get right into it with the trailer. Do they have separate trailers, you think? I didn't look this up.
Of course.
All right, so let's hear a little bit of Planet Terror.
Say a prayer for your old man. No dead bodies for Dada tonight.
Adam, you're on.
I got bit.
Bit by what?
If I told you, you probably wouldn't believe me.
They're not living.
The hell is that?
They're not dead.
The hell are the bodies?
They're gone.
They're not stopping.
The hell is going on?
Jerry.
This infection will spread all over the world.
You want the story? I'll spin it for you quick.
We got a face full of DC too.
Where the laws of science are broken.
Right now, the soldiers are turning.
Don't taunt me, tramp.
Once that happens, they'll tear us apart whether they want to or not.
The side effect is terror.
I swore to my men that I'd do everything in my power to keep them alive. I never had a choice.
Now, the last hope for humanity.
I'm gonna go get Jerry!
Fine, but we're taking my car.
I'm riding with you.
Rests in the hands of a few.
I have no leg!
I made you something. Stand.
Up on. No, the other way. No, the other way.
Them off.
How much ammo we got?
Holy shit.
If anyone comes to the door, I want you to shoot them.
What if it's dad?
I'm gonna eat your brain.
Especially if it's your dad.
Robert Rodriguez, Planet Terror, a Grindhouse feature.
Planet Terror is a 2007 American action horror comedy written and directed by Robert Rodriguez. Film was originally, or movie, was originally released theatrically as part of Grindhouse, a double, I think, movie. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
You know, Grindhouse, double feature, combined Planet Terror with Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof, as to be seen on episode 125 of Movie Film. But first, Planet Terror.
Get
but before that, some crew love. Robert Rodriguez, really does a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did a lot on Sin City, and he does a lot on this. He brought some of his friends along, though. One guy in sound has worked on something other than Sin City. His name was Paul something. I lost it. But he worked on Mallrats.
Oh.
That was.
I see that through line.
Crew love.
Crew love.
And now for a bit of hate, because it's got to be acknowledged. These pictures brought to you by the Weinstein Company.
Yeah.
These pictures that have graphic scenes of rape featuring actresses that have spoken out against the terrors of Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
That sucks. But, like, in terms of how has this aged in 7 years? I mean, 15 years? It's got, like, the trashiness. It's aged... Like, the trashiness has just, like, aged with it.
Yeah.
It wasn't...
Like,
it's even trashier
cheese.
Now than it was.
It only gets trashier.
It only gets trashier.
For there to be... I don't know, maybe it's fucked up to look for a silver lining, but in terms of the tainted legacy, you know, it could be that. They were going for the seediness of 70s Grindhouse earlier. I don't know. Should we get into it? Opening credits, Rose McGowan, Striptease.
Yeah. There it is.
It's a good sequence.
Yeah, we love a good opening.
I like the way it's lit. Credits. Very red.
Yeah.
And I like a good opening credits.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
And it's like trashy. And it's a good introduction to that character.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we head back into the dressing room with her, right?
Yeah. Skip's go-go. We get to meet Skip.
Skip.
What a character. I think maybe this is the first time I focused on that character. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't paying attention to understand he had a real through line as a character from start to finish. He just popped up. And the type of character he was.
I was kind of disappointed to see him at the end.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That he survives?
Yeah, right.
He
yeah.
survives the zombie yeah. attack? Yeah.
No, this movie's not fair. And who lives and who dies, it does not care.
So Cherry quits, Skips go-go.
With a finger and a slip.
Yeah. Gets her money and leaves. Then she gets knocked off the street by a fleet of military vehicles.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
I like how fast-paced the movie is. Like, it's all just, like, hitting you in the head with sounds and images. And, like, now there's sirens and smoke coming out of the light. And whoosh, now you're knocked over. And you might not even see, like, all the action. But it's enough to, like, trick you and the momentum. I don't know. I like the approach to this where it's just, like, breezy and, like, plot holes. But it's fine because there's so much momentum.
Yeah.
In the craft.
It's like embracing the medium, I guess. It's not really the medium. It's like the framework of like a movie, like a type of movie like this.
So then we follow the military vehicles. Was he a biochemist?
Yeah.
Slash... The guy who wants people's balls.
He wants the balls.
He's a collector.
Ball collector.
Just another Robert Rodriguez proxy. Robert Rodriguez movie.
And he is very serious about his balls.
Yeah.
A guy let out his work. And
his specimens.
His specimens, yeah. And he wants his balls as payment for his fuck up.
And he gets him.
He gets him.
And then he shoots the guy.
Yeah.
It's twisted.
Yeah. Make you feel the pain and then they kill you.
And then, yeah.
Then Bruce Willis pops up.
Bruce Willis is here. Bruce Willis in the
There's
building.
There's a Sarge. There's a shootout.
And then we meet Josh Brolin's character.
Oh, he's the worst.
Dr. William Block.
I was going to say we meet Fergie.
We meet Fergie first?
We meet Fergie.
We do meet Fergie.
We meet Fergie
Sorry,
first.
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, she has a overheating car, and she stops at the Bone Shack. The Bone Shack.
Barbecue joint.
Mm-hmm. That's barbecue in Texas.
Yeah. And he gives her some water so that she can, like, continue on her journey. And then we meet Josh.
Dr. William Block.
Yeah, and Mrs. She's a doctor. Dr. Block. The Blocks.
Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Dakota?
Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does have a name. And their child, who is named Tony, and is just a copy of Danny from The Shining. Yeah. Just like literally copy and pasted a character from another The Shining movie into this one. I think I saw this in the theater 15 years ago before I'd seen The Shining.
Oh, yeah?
So I guess this was my first exposure to that character.
Oh, wow.
Archetype. Named him Tony as a bit of a nod. Because Tony. Yeah. So they go into work, Dakota and Dr. William Block, mm-hmm. into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see Dr. William Block day at work. And a guy comes in with animal bite. Mm. Or is it?
Yeah.
Some sort of infection.
Yeah. It looks gnarly.
And then his nurse, I guess, is pulling up these photos on the computer of like similar
encounters. The bedside manner is not
it's
strong suit.
What makes it really work is like just his energy. It's like he's just so like upbeat about it, but everything else is like creepy and weird. Like there's this sound effect going on. It kind of sounds like a critter sound almost. But there's like these nasty images on the computer, and he's just like, yeah, like this, that, and you know, snip.
He's really into this stuff. It excites him.
This is his passion.
The way this scene is done, and a lot of this, Planet Terror, and maybe Death Proof, which we haven't rewatched yet. It's like a porn.
Huh.
Like the doctor's office particularly feels like a porn setup, and maybe it's like the cheap lighting and the effects and the corny dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe I'm just touching on what Grindhouse feels like because it's just like trashy and seedy.
Yeah.
And it's just like they have the setup for porn and it just goes in another direction. All head on into the other direction.
Yeah.
Interesting tone. But I like the opportunity to just show these fucked up. He really carves out the opportunity to show off the practical effects to come.
Yeah.
Nice like boils on the tongue.
Chekhov's tongue boils.
Then he squeezes and it pops on his glasses and it's just just like a little
lots
bit
of
little
like bodily fluids.
Lots of fluids.
Not just blood.
Yeah. Just like goo. Body goo. Yeah. Whatever your body produces to fight an infection.
You see it in this one. It's featured in this movie.
It is a feature.
So Doc Block and his wife Dakota have been fighting because she's bisexual and her lover Tammy's around. He's insecure that she's going to leave him for Tammy. And she's got bringing the anesthesia. She's the anesthesiologist. Got to bring in the anesthesia. And she does the thing where she has the syringes on her leg. What is that called?
Like a holster, I guess.
Yeah, the holster. And she just like throws it.
Yeah.
It's her needle gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a needle doctor. And the needles are like her thing throughout this whole picture. So she comes in with her red, yellow, and blue needle, the primary colors. First yellow to numb, and then blue to...
You don't even feel that one.
Yeah, you don't even feel that one. And then
it means yellow friend's working.
It means yellow's working. And then red, you'll never see her again. Which is a weird thing to say to someone
Yeah, she has like a. I like that she has like a bit that she does.
Yeah.
when she does her work,
she probably says,
"Because you got to put the patient at ease."
Yeah. She understands that, not the guy showing the boils on the screen.
Yeah. She probably says that though because she plans on running away with her lover.
It's like another kind of nod to that. Did we get her with texting her already? That's when we first meet them in the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
we meet
El Rey.
Mm-hmm. He walks into the Bone Shack.
He's at the Bone Shack and he approaches Cherry and they have a past.
Yeah.
Mm. He has a whole nother name with her. What is it?
I don't remember.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
If I don't remember, I'm not going to try and guess it.
I've been writing down El Rey.
Yeah.
No, the name he calls her.
Yeah, her nickname.
I wrote down El Rey for both characters. I don't remember Terry Blossom's other character, sorry. Other name. But yes, that is just her stage name.
Hmm.
And they're catching up. And she's out of a job. What's she going to do?
She's going to
be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
She's not funny, though.
She's not funny. She's very serious, but everyone tells her that
she's very deadpan.
Yeah. We see a bit of that later, and the joke hits.
It does. Yeah,
it does.
She really gets
does.
A good one.
Yeah. Good payoff. Meanwhile, Fergie is having even more car troubles this time. Mm. There's no lights around her. And we hear on the radio, In Memory of Jungle Juliet, which, you know, makes no sense when you first watch it. You don't even catch it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. To you that,
but it like places this, this movie,
a little Easter egg,
a little Easter egg.
Death proof.
No one will stop to help her.
Nope. Well, some zombies might try,
help themselves.
Mm.
I love the green mist in there. It's just I mean, like it's spreading, it's all around, it's all over this town, And then she gets snatched.
She gets eaten up.
She gone.
Gets her brain scooped out.
Yeah.
Like a, what do you say? Like a bowling ball. Got bowling balled or got cantaloped. What is it?
Oh, like.
I don't know. The act of getting your brain scooped out.
Delicious.
Something to think
I don't know
about.
What to say.
Ew. Yeah, she got scooped.
She got scooped.
She's scooped. Ew. There's going to be another car trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I like the conversation between El Rey and Cherry leaving the Bone Shack.
Yeah.
And they're talking about what to do when you see deer. You got to just hit them straight on so they know not to come.
Yeah, if you swerve, you hesitate.
And it's that thing where they're in their car talking about a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this tension because he keeps looking at her and not the road.
Yeah.
Just the perfectly setting up the car flipping and turning several times.
They also see Fergie getting dragged off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He says that's how the roadkill.
There's a lot of that going on in the beginning, like just like missing each other.
Yeah,
just
the way the stories like almost intersect.
Yeah.
Until finally at the end they
do. It's all one story. Yeah.
He kind of gets there without doing any of the character work.
Cause that's
all the missing reel. That's how he just brings everyone together.
Genius.
Fucking idiot. It's so fun.
Yeah.
So fun. So in the crash, Cherry gets rushed to the hospital, and she's got her leg gone.
Yeah.
It's a missing leg.
Yeah, they ate her leg.
Hmm.
The zombies.
Yeah. They chopped it off and then ate it.
They took, her missing leg is missing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the sheriff says. And you mean to tell me her missing leg is missing?
Elray's taken to the police. because he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
He's bad news.
He's got a history not only with Cherry, but also with law enforcement.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, at the hospital, some drama. What?
Oh, I was just going to say, Elray's starting to notice the rashes all around.
Oh, yeah. He wants to continue the conversation elsewhere.
Yeah, and that's why he gets taken to the jail cell. Mm. And then Dr. Block, the body's brought in, Fergie's body's brought in, and he sees her.
Yeah,
he knows her. Yeah. And so does, what's her name? Dr. Block.
I really forget everyone's name.
I really forget everyone's name too.
The anesthesiologist?
Yeah.
Dakota.
Dakota. Okay, so Dakota sees her and then runs off so she can cry. And he takes her phone. And then he starts to terrorize her. We see just how bad of a guy he is and why she would try and sneak off away from him. He pretty much uses her needles against her.
Yeah, she kind of puts her hand up and
he's just jabbing her.
Jabbing her hands, so her hands are the things that fall asleep.
Right.
That are sedated.
Mm-hmm. I like how logically there's so many things that don't make sense that if you question one thing,
yeah.
You have to question everything. So you question nothing.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, yeah. When you stab her in the hands.
And in one hand, the other hands. Hand also right? Yeah, just the hand.
Science. It's called science.
Yeah, it's medical.
He locks her in a closet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, and meanwhile, things are just nuts.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, talk through the story beats because there's, like, the transitions aren't smooth, like you said.
It's just like, jump.
Yeah, so yeah. Then now Elray's, like, out. He's back at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stuff's hitting the fan. He's got knives because the police won't give him a gun.
Yeah.
But he's using those knives.
No, there's a good there's a pretty good transition where Dakota gets into her car and she's leaving as they're showing up in Elray's.
Oh, that is a really good.
Yeah.
That actually makes me pretty hype.
It stays in the same location. But yeah. I like that.
And like she's like crashing and still going.
They drive
past
her.
Yeah.
And they're like, "What's going on here?"
Yeah.
You got to get back into the hospital.
Yeah. That whole sequence is really cool. It's like great. The music and just like the pacing of it. And we get to see Elray in action.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Who is Elray?
He can't have a nobody. A gun. They won't let him have a gun. So right. He's using knives.
Knives and running up walls. And he's got to save Cherry. Cherry, who has avoided being eaten more by hiding under a blanket,
but she's she can't really get anywhere.
Yeah, he's like, "Let's go," and she's like, "I can't. My leg is gone." And he's just like, "Excuses." And he breaks the and doesn't hesitate at all to break the table chair and jam it up her.
And it just fits in perfectly and it's exactly level.
And there's no leg. What?
No measurements needed to be taken.
It's like if that could bend, it would just be like a perfect leg replacement.
Right. That fresh wound.
And he refuses to carry her.
Yeah.
And even like open the door for her to get in the truck.
Yeah.
She has to just run along the side of it until she can hop onto it.
Yeah.
Because he's tough on her. Tough love.
Tough love. And also just like like what is it? He just appreciates strong women,
or he's just like a cool guy, and cool guys are assholes.
There's that too.
I feel. So anyway, speaking of assholes, Doc Block is now an infected asshole.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, the guy that came in the first time earlier with that bite is now full zombie. But doesn't like try and eat him.
Just like pops some stuff and then spreads it all over
his face.
Josh Brolin's face.
Yeah. Gross. That body fluid.
Yeah. It's real goopy and
they must have had barrels of it.
I would love to see like a visual representation of how much goop they used in this movie.
That might be on the special features.
Yeah, true.
Got the Blu-ray. I know you know L-Ray, but do you know Blu-ray? Anyway, Dakota's son, the one that's like Danny Torrance, she leaves him in the car for a second with the gun to protect himself.
It's so bad.
And she says, well, just don't point it at yourself. You can blow your head off. And she takes two steps and then we just see that he killed
him. He threw himself in the head.
Then he killed himself.
I think that's the worst part is that she only takes like two steps away from the car. Like there's no pause for this kid to just shoot himself. Yeah. It's... Damn. It sucks.
It sucks because it's right when infected, abusive father Josh Brolin shows up.
That 1-2
punch.
So
maybe he was trying to shoot Josh Brolin.
Yeah, like he scared him. And
he had it the wrong way.
I don't know. I just think the kid was dumb.
Just like in your video
game. And adorable. He's an adorable kid. They made sure to make sure they captured him being really cute so that when this happened, it hit.
When he's trying to save his tarantula and his turtle and his scorpion.
Yeah. They can all live together.
No, they can't.
They can't.
I feel like that was like a comment on that like myth of the scorpion and the turtle.
I thought that was a frog.
Is that frog? Maybe it wasn't an allusion to that then. Maybe it was just some animals in a terrarium. We skipped over the babysitters. They're fun.
Kicking out the babysitters? Like literally kicking out the babysitters?
They're just like these... Like twins.
Mm-hmm.
Are they twins or sisters?
They're twins.
The babysitter twins, yeah.
They're Robert's cousins.
Yeah. Yes, they lend a fun energy.
Yeah.
What, El Rey and Cherry, is this where
they this is where they go to the bone shack. Yeah, they go to the bone shack. The real bone shack.
So there's this like musical theme going through all of Planet Terror. So then you get like the slow piano version for the lovemaking. And then there's one other moment, but I forgot to write down when, where it's like you just see a guy on the saxophone playing it.
Yeah.
I love that. Any notes on that scene or?
No. Right to the missing reel.
What do you think it's on? Where is it? Where can we find that?
Right.
It wasn't included in the Blu-ray.
Damn. Maybe.
I think it ends up being a perfect cut, though, to go from like them having sex to like full chaos.
Everything on fire.
Just because of, you know, how like sex is viewed in horror movies and how it's used and how it just leads to more destruction, you know?
Like that.
Yeah.
Everything's on fire and now it looks like Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Sex doesn't solve the chaos. It's just a respite from it. Or maybe an invitation for more.
So now everyone's together.
Everyone's together. No introductions. We don't need none of that.
Moving on.
In fact, like there's some power shifts that happened in the missing reel because now El Rey has a complete respect of the law enforcement.
Yeah.
The sheriff is dying and like they're saying, oh brother, and like
he's like,
give this man a gun.
The sheriff goes, I didn't know you were El Rey.
Right.
Like he's been calling him El Rey the whole time. Like he was like, I didn't know you were El Rey. I didn't know you were that El Rey. And that's when you get the cool gun sequence.
There he's he's got the devil in him.
He's got the devil in him.
So Everest finally got the gun, and he has keys, and he's going to give it to Skip to run to the truck while he shoots zombies. He doesn't miss.
And Skip is like, I'm not doing that.
No, he skips. He skips that.
Yeah, he's like, no.
But and Cherry takes control.
Has a full circle moment with him with it's go, go, not cry, cry.
Yeah.
She goes out there with one leg.
And Al Rey is a little upset.
I mean, he never misses, so.
Yes, and then it's just like heads blasting off and guts and
zombie
blood everywhere. Mm-hmm. Body parts. Just a spectacle of gore.
And they all make their escape in the El Rey's wreckage.
Yeah, their plan is to flee to Mexico.
Yeah.
Says, go to Mexico, put our backs to the ocean and survive.
So they have a motorcycle. They have the super fast convertible.
Mm-hmm.
There was a line when Dakota was taking Danny Torrance in the car that like, oh, and your mini bike's in the trunk.
Yeah.
Which sets up El Rey like riding this little electric mini bike down the street while he's like shooting zombies. It's a cool sequence.
Just wacky. Just some good old wacky action.
But then they encounter the military again.
Yeah.
We meet back up with the biochemist and Bruce Willis.
Bruce is back.
They get taken in.
Everyone knows El Rey, which is so funny because he does not want to be known. Yeah. That's like his whole thing. You don't know me. I'm nobody. But everyone's like, is that El Rey? El Rey. Like even the scientist knows him. What's their history?
Right.
Right.
What are they doing now?
Oh, El Rey's whole thing is he killed Osama bin Laden.
No, I thought that was Bruce.
Oh, that's Bruce.
Yeah. That's Bruce. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
trying to look at the wiki to keep track of where we are.
Yeah, no,
it's hard. I just went right to Osama bin Laden.
As they do.
No, that's coming up.
Yeah, because he tells...
Oh, first we have the rape.
We have... Quentin. Yeah, Tarantino makes an appearance.
Yep. To do what else?
Guess what he's going to do on camera.
Yep. He's going to put women in cages, and then there's the women in cages trailer playing in the like the monitor room.
It's so meta. And then
Bruce explains his reasoning for wanting to spread this disease out, but not wanting it to get out of control, but it gets out of control. So, yeah, they were in this place they shouldn't have been, and Osama was there, and then they shot Osama, and then they got gassed with something, and it started to mutate them. And he told his boys that he would do whatever it takes to make sure that they live, even if I had to kill men, women, and children. And, I mean... The men, women, and children have died. Dogs, too. There's a dog death in there.
There's a dog death.
There is a dog death. Dog death. I mean, this is really doing all the things that...
Yeah, it's checking all the boxes.
He's checking all the boxes.
All the boxes.
This was 2007 when if Josh Brolin was in a movie, a dog was going to die.
It's a good streak.
No he Country had. For Old Men, American Gangster. He kills dogs in both those.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like on set the day that they kill the dogs in this one. Just remember making note of that back then. they kill Quentin. Did we say that?
Oh, yeah. She has this she gross...
She breaks off the wooden, so it's like a spear, and he gets...
Yeah.
She gets him in the eye right before his, like, mutating dick can go inside of her.
Yeah, it's actually dripping and dropping.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And then the syringe goes in the eye.
Yeah. I would say the coolest thing about that scene is that the women save themselves. And even when El Rey pops in and puts the gun on her leg, she still finishes the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's got a machine gun for her leg now.
She has everything.
He made her something.
It's a gun and a rocket launcher.
Yeah, it has the little attachment, the grenade thing.
Yeah,
in a Grindhouse movie, if you survive a rape, then you get a superpower.
Yeah.
Like most, usually in a Grindhouse movie, if you're getting raped, you're going to die. And then sometimes you're rewarded. It's a fucked up system.
Well, she avoided raped, actually.
Exploitation.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe just trauma.
Yeah.
Scuzzy stuff.
Oh, he would have just been mashing. His mash beneath.
don't do it.
Don't. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
The bubbling of Quentin Tarantino's crotch.
Yeah, we got the Gil Scott Aaron references on the Grindhouse episode.
Are we, you know, there's more, like, action. They escape the military. The biochemist dies. He gets shot. He was, like, their last hope.
It's crazy how he dies, because it's just so, like
he looks around the corner and his head is blown off.
He just takes his head out, and then that's it.
Yeah.
No cure, no nothing.
And it's just funny because it's like, okay, now we don't have to do that part of the movie.
Yeah,
now.
We don't have to do that yet. Not part of the storyline anymore.
Elroy dies, too.
Yeah, he
gets... Rest in peace to him.
Yeah. I mean, this whole ending action sequence is pretty cool. Pretty iconic.
She's
pretty
unleashing with the leg gun.
Like, the helicopter of the movie is, like, her out on this lot, you know, flying and shooting and spinning and doing her back bends and being like, you know, useless talent number 47. You know, it came in use, right? Yeah, it all came to use in the end for her.
And they get to the Caribbean.
What's that guy's name? Skip? Skip, when they asked him to fly the plane, he was like... Yeah, I can fly, but there's no way I'm flying.
Right? What do you want to live?
What do you mean you're not flying tonight? You're not in the mood.
And that's what makes it funnier that he survives, because he's doing nothing to survive.
Absolutely
nothing. He's making no effort at all.
And the twins are all over him. Oh,
we get some revenge in this, but not all of the revenge.
Right.
But I guess it's like Cherry's humanity. I mean, she has a gun for a leg. She could shoot him and kill him at any second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she chooses not to. She's a lover now. Her and Dakota get together in the end.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
I didn't read it that way.
That's
what she said?
That's what I did.
Hmm.
But they're together.
Oh, I just thought they were all together.
Well,
and then she's just her and the baby is two against the world.
Hmm. Yeah.
Her and the baby.
That's true.
Yeah. And Dakota is just like...
There too.
Yeah, she's...
And strong and, you know, she's
probably like
got
a,
the
like
gun.
A, like a lieutenant. Like a... Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess Robert would have like had a lesbian sex scene if he wanted us to know that there were lesbians in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, it would have been something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she's just stronger now, you know? She killed her. Well, she didn't kill her abuser. Her father killed her abuser.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't even talk about...
Yeah, let's talk about the sheriff, because he pops up in everything.
Yeah. That's Michael Parks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is he's the same character in Kill Bill and something else. Tarantino. Oh, from Dusk Till Dawn. I think he pops up as well.
The same sheriff?
Yeah, same sheriff.
Oh, that's Tarantino-verse.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then his son is in some of them.
Yeah.
Who is also a sheriff or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nepotism.
Yeah, right?
Seriously.
According to Wikipedia, there's a post-credit scene where Tony's sitting on the beach at Survivor's base playing with his turtle, scorpion, and tarantula.
That must be the... like the solo release.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you know
so.
How there's like, there's.
I've only ever seen it as part of Grindhouse.
I've seen.
With the trailers
I've
and
seen
Death Proof.
Proof on its own.
Yeah.
And that has like the longer. That's the uncut version.
They all have their underrated. Unrated.
Huh.
Without the lost reels.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Right?
How would Tony be on the beach playing with his turtle?
I'm sure Robert didn't film the lost reel part.
No, yeah. No, yeah, I don't get that either.
Yeah.
That's what, I don't know, that's what Wikipedia says. Zombies.
Yeah, brought him back to life.
Zombies, yeah.
Maybe he's shot from the back and he might be mutated.
Ooh.
Or something, ooh, I don't know.
Right. Oh, got him on a collar, it's very Shaun of the Dead. Yeah. You know.
Is Planet Terror a movie or a film?
It's a movie.
I think I already said that. You agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
Movie.
Movie?
Movie.
Movie.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
For part two?
For Death Proof. Death Proof. Death Proof.